般上对灵魂的事情呢都有一些好奇。
Usually we humans, we are curious about things concerning the soul.
现在可能最大的谜题就是人到底有没有灵魂。
And now the greatest puzzle is whether humans have soul.
如果有的话那是什么东西呢
?And if there is, what is it?
那有的话这个灵魂要去哪里呢
?And if there is, where is this soul going to?
当人面对这个生死的谜题。
When humans face the riddle of life and death,
特别人呢有一些梦幻。
And especially humans, we have certain dreams.
或者有一些重复的回忆。
Or we have certain repeated memories.
那人很多魂游向外的一些经历的时候。
And sometimes our souls go out of our body.
那人就慢慢感觉到我好像不只是一块肉暂时存在。
And so gradually humans, we feel that we are not merely a piece of flesh living.
但是这灵魂的事情呢那虽然人有感知但是详细要知道呢也不太清楚。
So although we have certain senses regarding the matters of the soul, but we do not know it in detail.
那所以呢人呢我们都知道想知道灵魂和永恒的事情。
So we all wanted to know things regarding eternity and soul.
那怎么知道呢
?But how can we know that?
那只是一个感知。
That is a sensation we have.
因为没有人详细的说明。
Because no one has explained it in detail.
所以有时候呢我们人经过有些很伤痛的事情。
So sometimes we humans, we go through certain severe grief.
我们的心里面极其忧伤。
And we are deeply troubled in our hearts.
然后我们心里有一个声音说我操永远都是这样的。
And so a voice in us telling us, this will go on forever.
好像那个忧伤就感觉到好像人去到了地狱一样。
With that grief, it's as though we have gone to the hell.
那有时候呢，我们有人受到一些很大的惊吓。
And sometimes we go through certain great shocks.
特别华人不会说我吓死了。
Especially Chinese, we won't say we are scared to death.
他说，哎呀，我吓得魂飞魄散。
So we are saying we are frightened out of our wits.
好像这个魂啊，被吓到从身体走出来，然后乱跑。
It's as if our souls are so scared that it's driven out of our body.
好像人都对这个灵魂的东西有一些感知。
So we have certain sensations, senses regarding awareness about this soul.
甚至没有什么信仰的人也知道，好像人不只是外体而已。
Even those without religion, they know that humans are not merely the outward body.
我曾经听过我两个舅舅他们在谈信仰的东西。
I've ever heard my two uncles discussing about faith, religion.
他们不是基督徒，也没有读过圣经。
They are not Christians and they have never read the Bible.
那有一个舅舅就说，我什么都不信了，人死了什么都没有的。
And one of the uncles said, I don't believe anything. Man is nothing after death.
你感觉不到就没有了。
If you cannot feel it, it's not. That means it's not there.
我另外一个舅舅说，你什么都不信啊，那你死后啊，你变成孤魂野鬼。
And so the other uncle replied, if you don't believe anything after you die, you become a lonely and wandering spirit.
我听的时候很奇妙。
So I find it very amazing.
他把人所信的跟他的魂没有地方去的东西连接在一起。
He related what man believes to after death, the soul have nowhere to go.
虽然他没有信仰，但是他有这样的认识。
Even though he has no religion, but he has such an understanding.
或者说他有这样的感觉。
Or he has such a feeling.
后来我又发现。
And later on I discovered.
我这位舅舅他经过人生的一些痛苦。
This uncle of mine, he has been through certain misery of life.
好像人经过痛苦的时候呢，就比较会有对死后的事，死亡的事有一些感知。
So,After someone gone through suffering, he has certain awareness regarding things after death.
对不对啊？
Is that
各位有没有发现？
Have you discovered?
你辛苦的时候，你苦难的时候呢，你就会想到人的永恒就是这样吗？
So when you're in suffering, when you're troubled, then you think, is this all about? Will this go on forever?
所以人的宗教呢，都是一直在讲人的灵魂的事情。
So human religions keep talking about.Things concerning the soul.
都是讲人死后之后那个灵魂的去向的事情。
It tells us where our souls are going after death.
但是有没有人问过为什么人的宗教会产生？
But have anyone asked why do human religions come about?
如果你是24小时 happy, 完全没有问题的话，人不会有宗教的这个意识出来。
So if you are happy 24 hours, you won't have the awareness towards religion.
但是，当人意识到苦难的时候呢，哦，就会有一种宗教心态就会出现。
So, but when humans become aware of suffering, then they will be inclined towards religion.
有痛苦啊，啊，有惧怕。
Because there's agony, there's fear.
有病啊，有死啊。
There's illness and there's death.
所以那个时候人就会探讨。
And so from that moment on, humans will explore.
特别探讨灵魂的事跟死后的事。
And they will explore things concerning death and soul.
然后怎么得解脱的事情。
And how to find liberation.
那么难道只有宗教讲灵魂的事吗？
But does only religion talk about soul?
有些人说你们迷信啊。
Some people say we are superstitious.
因为现在科学这么发达。
Because now science is so advanced.
你看，这个人都上太空去的。
Humans can even go to space.
你的眼睛天天能够看到这个世界啊，这么先进的科技，这么好玩的世界。
So our eyes can see such advanced technology in the world right now. It's such a fun world.
哪有什么灵魂死后的事情？
So, what's about this soul after death?
你们都是在这个地上失败的人，你们才要找宗教的哈。
Only those who fail on earth, you want to find religion.
那人正当人这么讲的时候
，And as humans are saying this,
忽然间哦，这个科学界，这个 neuroscience 科学界里面，他们有一个发现。
Then at this moment, neuroscience have this discovery.
他们就发现了，哎，这个人死之后哦。跟动物死之后呢，有一点不一样。
And so they discovered that after humans died, it's a little bit different from after animals died.
就是美国科学家他们这个医学界就不久前发现。
This is a recent discovery by American scientists.
这样不一样呢
？And how is that different?
这个人死之后啊，他的脑有发出一些电波，就是十分钟的电波，甚至这个身体的心脏已经停了、生理上已经死了，但是脑还是发出电波。
So after a person died, even physically he's already dead, but he can still emit brain waves.
那动物是没有。
But this doesn't happen to animals.
动物死了就没有了。
And so animals doesn't have this after they die.
那人一般十分钟这个 activity 这个电波呢，就如同人在深睡的时候一样的电波。
And so for 10 minutes after the person died, they have these 10 minutes of brain waves, and it is the same waves that happens to a person when he sleeps.
那到底是什么呢？为什么有这个呢？然后电波十分钟之后没有了。
But the brain waves will disappear after 10 minutes.
所以人科学又很好奇了。
So scientists are very curious about this.
因为科学是能够探讨研究得到的哈，能够有 empirical study， 能够 study 研究得到才可以啊，不能否认的。
Because science cannot deny this, and they have to go through studies and analysis.
但是这是什么？也没有 conclusion， 没有结论。
But they have no explanation for this.
那这个十分钟里面电波之后就跑去哪里呢？
So what happened after these 10 minutes of brain waves?
这个是不是人的灵魂呢
？Is that the human soul?
或者不是，还是什么东西呢
？Or what else is it?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
所以灵魂的事好像一个谜题。
So things concerning the soul is like a riddle.
人不能知道。但是又不能否认。
Humans cannot understand, yet they cannot deny.
很奇妙，对不对
？So it's very amazing.
各位想知道吗
？Do you want to know that?
我是对这个东西很想知道。
I'm very interested in this.
人本身有一种好奇心啊，特别是看不见的东西想知道。
Humans have this curiosity, especially towards things that cannot be seen.
太空有多大啊？没有看到。
How vast is the space?
装这个 telescope 要看，对不对
？Want to see it through the telescope?
你的手上的细菌有多少？装 microscope 要看。
The germs on your hand, you use the microscope.
人都是有这个好奇。
So humans, we are curious.
但是找来找去，探讨来探讨去，没有结论。
But we cannot have any conclusion after all our study.
但是我跟你们说，圣经明明的有告诉我们有关灵魂的事情。
But let me tell you, the Bible clearly tells us things concerning the human soul.
所以今天。神的话怎么说呢
？So what does the word of God say today？
神的话说，人赚了全世界，赔上自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢
？So God says, what good is it if we gain the whole world but forfeit our soul？
人用什么来换自己的灵魂呢
？With what can one exchange, for our soul？
那这里讲到一个灵魂有一个绝对的价值。
So the soul has an absolute value。
你赚全世界里面还不如一个灵魂的价值。
Even gaining the whole world cannot be compared to the value of one soul.
啊，不可思议了。
This is unthinkable.
全世界，你想想看，全世界的荣华富贵、财富、名誉，这一切的一切，全部加在一起，没有人赚到完，对不对
？So all the honor, glory, fame, name of the whole world, no one can earn it all.
但是全部加在一起，还不如一个灵魂。
But all this added together cannot be compared to one soul.
那为什么？那这灵魂的价值是什么呢
？So what is this value of this?Human soul.
这个灵魂的价值是永恒。
This value is eternal.
永恒有多长啊
？How long is eternal?
永恒有多无限呢、啊、
？How infinite is eternal?
所以呢，又一个永恒，你过了一千万年还没有结束，还有永恒里面。
So、after millions of years, the eternity will not end.
这个世界呢，今天有，明天没有。今天这个大地国起来，明天倒下来。今天这个股票上，股票下的。
So things come and pass in this world, great empires and even the stock market.
所以呢，无论怎样多，不能比上这个永恒。
So no matter how much you have gained, it cannot be compared to eternity.
人这个地上呢，要吃山珍海味。
So humans, we get to eat delicacies on earth.
那你到了50岁、60岁，多吃一点，整晚不能睡哈。
By the time you're in your fifties, you eat a little bit more, you cannot sleep well.
我现在已经41岁了，已经不能吃 buffet 了。
So I'm at age 41 and I cannot take in buffets anymore.
等一下有 buffet 哦。
Later on we have buffets.
不要吃太多。
Do not eat too much.
等一下到晚上消化不良。
Otherwise you cannot digest well at night.
那就是人就是，无论怎样，那多少人爱你。
So no matter how many people love you.
但是你面对死亡的时候呢，这些东西都要放的。
But when you face death, you have to let go of all these things.
你多受欢迎
，No matter how popular you are,
你不能带走的。
You cannot bring that away.
你知道你今天有名，明天就没名了。
You know you're famous today, tomorrow you'll lose the reputation.
起码你死之后，人就慢慢把你遗忘的。
At least when you pass on, people will forget you gradually.
所以人用什么来换取自己的灵魂呢
？So with what can you be?Used to exchange for our soul.
是钱吗
？Is it money?
是人的爱吗
？Is it human love?
是名誉吗
？Is it name and reputation?
是现在有一些保障吗
？Is it certain security right now?
这个世界里面能够飞机票很便宜，这边玩那边吃吗
？Is it a cheap air ticket and you can go traveling and eating anywhere?
哪一个东西能够换这个灵魂呢
？With what thing can you use to exchange for the soul?
所以，我们都知道的，曾经我。有一个很有钱的人
，Once as a very rich person，
他得到了绝症
，He had this terminal illness。
他跟医生说：“我有钱，请你医我。
”And he told the doctor, "I have money, please heal me."
多少钱都可以
，No matter how much it costs, it's all right.
医生说：“我也很想医你啊。
”The doctor said, "I also really wanted to heal you."
可是我没有办法医啊。
But I have no way to cure you.
我可以医你，没有钱我也医你的。
Even you have no money, I also want to heal you.
这是一个很实在的道理，对不对
？This is a very real fact.
这个世界所有有限的东西都不能取代永恒的东西。
All the limited things on earth cannot replace things of eternity.
有限的东西不能换给你永远。
Limited things cannot use to exchange for eternity.
那这是这么简单的道理。
This is simple truth.
但是很多时候我们的心有一种蒙蔽。
But a lot of times our hearts are blinded.
我们的人心有什么蒙蔽呢
？And how are our hearts blinded?
就是特别现在很安康顺利的时候呢，我们就忘记掉灵魂的事。
Especially when everything is smooth sailing and well, we just forget about things concerning the soul.
什么东西啊，都看不到的东西啊，谁知道
？So you say these are invisible things. Who knows?
然后不特别去探讨。
And so we don't especially go and study it.
所以人特别人的心有一种误解。
So there's a misunderstanding in human heart.
特别就算讲到灵魂的时候呢，他会骗自己。
Even if we touch on the topic of soul, he will deceive himself.
怎么骗自己呢
？How does human deceive himself?
他不能把肉体的享乐跟灵魂的满足分得清楚。
He cannot distinguish between the pleasures of the flesh, or and the soul's delight.
怎么说呢？好像你现在你的肉体很开心啊。你就以为你的灵魂永远就开心。
It's as if now you feel very happy in your flesh, and you just imagine that you'll be happy in your soul.
你肉身很舒服、很健康的时候呢， 你就以为你的灵魂很健康。
So when your body is very comfortable and healthy, then you thought that your soul is also healthy.
这个是一个误解。
So this is a misunderstanding.
好像分不出肉体、肉身跟很深切在人心灵里面居住的有另外一个看不见的本体。
So you cannot distinguish between the body and the inner being inside us.
所以大多数的人呢，他就求 happy 嘛，开心嘛。不要惧怕嘛。
So most people they just pursue happiness and no fear.
所以呢，啊，这个就是我的灵魂了，我的灵魂会好的啊。所以
and they just thought that this is also applied to their soul and their soul is well.
但是，那死亡病痛这是一个现实啊。
But death and sickness is a reality.
所以呢，现在在比较发展的国家哈，就流行这个安乐死。你们懂安乐死吗
？So now in more developed country, it's very popular euthanasia.
这个新加坡也慢慢会实行的。
Perhaps gradually Singapore can, may also apply that.
如果你去有一些很好的医院，你得到绝症了，没有办法，医生说你只有三个月了。
So if you go to certain very good hospital and the doctor say you only have three more months to live.
那怎样什么药都给你了，没有办法医治了。
And no medicine can cure you.
然后给你心理辅导。
And so they give you psychological counseling.
然后把你的孩子全部带来，然后让他们都感觉到 很安详，你也很平安。
So they bring your family members so that they feel very peaceful. You also feel very peaceful.
然后你的身体是打满满的那个吗啡。
And so they inject you with a lot of morphine.
让你完全感觉不到痛。
So you can totally feel no pain at all.
然后这样的很安乐的这样是。
And so you can die very peacefully.
那有一些的国家甚至呢打一些针给你慢性死。
So in certain countries, they even give you certain injections so that you can die slowly.
让你不会痛嘛，然后这样离开。
Without pain, you can leave this world.
因为人以为他现在没有痛、没有挣扎，这个灵魂就是很安详的。
Because people assume that if they have no pain and no struggle right now, their soul is well.
但是事实是，不管你是安乐的死、悲惨的死，还是要死。
But the truth is, whether you die peacefully or in a tragically, you still have to die.
真的，最重要是人误解。以为我的肉身不感觉到痛，我的灵魂就会好。
And so the greatest misunderstanding is people think that if my body is not in pain, my soul is well.
这是人一向来最大的误解。
So this is the greatest misunderstanding of humans.
所以，圣经里面我们主耶稣知道人心里的误解。
So Jesus knew the misunderstanding in human hearts.
有一次他就讲了一个故事。
And so once Jesus told this story.
他就说到，你知道吗？有一个很有钱的财主。
So he talked about a very rich man.
然后他的财富，他的地出产的那个田产多的没有地方收了。
So his land yielded abundant harvest with no place to store.
然后呢，他就想啊，为自己打算，我要造更多的仓库。哎呀，然后把田产全部放在。
And so he planned for himself, and he wanted to build more barns.
这个跟我们现在很多的 investment 啊，什么东西是一样的道理来的。
So this is similar to our various investments today.
以前的人是田产嘛，现在是钞票嘛，股票嘛。
They have the crops. Now we talk about stocks and money.
哇，这边也有，那边也有啊。五十年、一百年还可以传给孩子、孙子，用不完。
So you have a wealth here and there, and can pass on to your next generation.
然后圣经说，这个人呢，他就对自己的灵魂说话。
And so this person speak to his own soul.
跟自己的灵魂说，灵魂啊。
So he said, soul.
你有没有跟自己的灵魂说话
？Have you ever spoken to your own soul?
很奇怪，对不对？耶稣这样讲，他说，灵魂啊，你有很多好日子过啊，放心。
So he said, so your days ahead will be well. Just rest assured.
很有保障，很有钱。
You have a lot of security and money.
吃喝玩。
Just eat, drink, and be merry.
开心就好。
Just be happy.
然后呢？就他这样想了，然后忽然间，他的灵魂的主出现了。
And as he's thinking in this manner, the Lord of his soul appeared.
他说：“无知的人啊。”
He said, ignorant person.
今天晚上我就要你的灵魂。
Your soul is required of you tonight.
那你预备的这些财富、田产啊，这些东西，财产归谁啊
？So who will get all these things that you have prepared?
谁能得到这些好处啊
？Who can get all these good things?
Who can benefit? 所以各位，这个故事告诉我们什么东西呢
？So what does this story tell us?
我们来思想一下好不好
？Let's think about this.
第一。他跟他的灵魂说话。
He's speaks to his soul.
我跟他问你有没有跟你的灵魂说话。
So I ask, have you ever spoken to your soul?
有。
Yes.
但是不是直接这样自言自语。
But it's not direct self-talk.
我们人的心啊。 是能够肯定自己的，你们有没有发现？
Our hearts can affirm ourselves.
你要做什么决定的时候，你一直问啊，这个好吗？那个好吗？对不对？
When you want to make a decision, you keep asking yourself, is this good? Is that good?
然后好啊，然后你的心里面就感觉好。
So if your heart feels is good, then you are ready to go.
对哈，对。
Is it right?
有一个肯定的声音，但是不是耳朵听得到的。
So there's this affirmative voice that cannot be heard by the ears.
所以人很喜欢问自己。
So humans, we like to ask ourselves.
人做错事情的时候，问自己是不是我做错了。
When we have done wrong, we ask ourselves, "Am I wrong?"
然后你心里面有很多声音说，你就是做错了，你这个混账，怎么？
And a lot of voices will appear in our heart and say, "You have indeed done wrongly."
哎，我真的是不错哦，我做了一个很好的丈夫，很好的母亲，人人都喜欢我哦。
Or you have certain voices. I'm indeed a very good husband. Everybody loves me.
然后你心里面说，对，对呀。 都是这样，对不对？
Your heart agrees with you.
这就是我们对灵魂说话。
So this is us speaking to our soul.
很安全哦，很有保障。
We feel very secure and peaceful.
所以呢，现在这个人呢，他跟他的灵魂说话。So
now this man speaks to his soul.
但是很奇妙的，灵魂是永恒的。But
amazingly, soul is forever. It's eternal.
灵魂是灵体来的。Because
the soul is a spiritual being.
但是他跟他的灵魂讲短暂的事。
But he's telling his soul very temporal stuff.
这个永恒的灵魂哦，现在有的吃嘞。
Eternal soul, now you have something to eat.
现在有的玩呢。
Now you have fun.
现在有很多钱啊。
Now you have a lot of money.
也有很多保险啊。
You have a lot of insurance.
Okay, 安哦。
So you just be peaceful, rest assured.
那个灵魂是没有感觉。 但是他不知道。
That soul have no feeling, but the person doesn't know.
你们了解吗？ 这个就好像，所以这里开车的人，车需要汽油嘛。
So it's like those who drive, you know, your car needs petrol.
但是你天天给他打水。
You just pump water into the car every day.
打水啊，满哦。
You fill the car with water.
你的车无论多少水，它是没有办法满足的。
No matter how much water you pump into the car will not be satisfied.
这个就是一个很奇妙的道理。人因为不了解这个灵魂的被造。Because
humans, we do not understand how souls are being created.
他就用物质的东西呢，来满足这个永恒的东西。
So he tried to use material things to satisfy the eternal thing.
所以你满足了吗？
So have you satisfied?
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
So my dear friends and brothers and sisters.
你不应该问灵魂，你现在够钱用吗？够东西吃吗？
You shouldn't be asking, soul, do you have enough to eat, enough to spend?
你应该问的问题是, 你的灵魂有去向吗?
You must ask, soul, do you know where you're going?
你会去到哪里?
Where are you going to?
灵魂啊, 你知道你的永恒里面, 你要面对的事情是什么吗?
So do you know what you're going to face in eternity?
你有没有永生的保障?
Do you have the security of eternal life?
因为这个永恒的灵魂一定要被永恒的东西来填满。
Because the eternal soul must be satisfied by eternal things.
这人没有发现，其实有时候他这个物质很多的时候，心灵魂很干渴，很迷茫。
And humans didn't realize that a lot of times when we have a lot of materials, we are very dry in our soul.
这一刹那苦难来的时候，哎呀，好像。 我永远就是完蛋了，就是这样，对不对？
So when suffering suddenly strikes, it just feels like you are finished forever.
但是没有苦难的时候呢，这个灵魂没有这样的那个渴望、迷茫的感觉没有出来。
But without suffering, you don't feel lost and you don't feel the thirst in your soul.
我亲爱的朋友，
So my dear friend,
你要认识你的灵魂。
You must know your soul.
这是你的生命里面很深切里面的一个存在体。
This is a being that exists very deep inside you.
那。 所以今天这个故事呢，主，那个上帝说，我今夜就要你的灵魂。
So in this story, God says, tonight your soul is required of you.
那我亲爱的朋友，这句话告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us?
就是说，你的灵魂呢，离开这个身体之后呢，一定要去到造你的灵魂的上帝面前。
It means that after your soul departs from your body, it will go to the creator of your soul.
然后你要站在这个完全公义的神面前受审判。
And you will stand before the perfectly righteous God to face judgment.
你一生所做的，一生所讲的，所想的。 你要受审判。
You'll be judged for everything you have said, you've done, you've taught in your whole life.
因为现在你的身体现在所看的、听的、 做的全部都是 connect 你的灵跟你的灵魂 connect 在一起。
Because everything we do, see, and think in our body is connected to our soul.
这个灵魂里面带给你的心思意念向往，叫你今天会走到哪里，今天会说什么话。
So the thoughts and the aspiration that this soul bring you will direct your path and your actions today.
所以这个灵魂要来到公义的神面前，要受一个道德的审判。
So this soul will come before the righteous God to face a moral judgment.
人的灵魂有一个道德的责任。
So our soul, we have a moral responsibility.
各位朋友，曾经有一个人问我说：“哎，牧师啊，动物有没有灵魂？我家的狗有没有灵魂？我想知道。”
So a person once asked me, "Does animal have soul?"
我跟你说，有。
Let me tell you, yes.
但是它的灵魂跟你人的灵魂是不一样的。
But the soul of animal is different from the soul of human.
动物的灵魂呢，是有生存的责任。
So the soul of the animal, it has the survival responsibility.
它的灵魂是帮助这个肉身来活，来生存。
The soul will help this animal to survive.
只要它生存，就是它的目的了。
Because survival is its purpose.
所以一个狮子饿了。
So if a lion is hungry.
它吃掉一只牛，吃掉一个兔子。
He just devour a rabbit or a cow.
不需要负责任。
He has, he doesn't need to make any have any responsibility.
你要拿它来枪毙吗
？Are you going to shoot the lion?
它要生存。
Because it has to survive.
但是人的灵魂呢，不能这样。
But human souls cannot be like that.
人的灵魂有道德的责任。
Because human soul, we have the moral responsibility.
所以他来到这位上帝公义的上帝面前，他要面对道德的审判。
So when he comes before the righteous God, he has to face the moral judgment.
他一生所做所想的，他要受审判。
He has to be judged for what he has said and thought in his whole life.
那个时候，很多的人会来到神的面前，然后跟上帝说：“哎，上帝啊，我从来没有杀过人。”
And many people will come before God and say, "God, I've never killed anyone before."
上帝会说。那你从来没有杀过人，但是你的心有没有讨厌过人、恨过人
？And God will ask you, yes, you never killed anyone, but have you hate anyone in your heart or dislike anyone?
有些人的灵魂说：“上帝啊，我从来没有偷过人的东西。
”And so some souls will tell God, "God, I've never stolen anything."
那上帝说：“那你有没有你没有偷过东西？你有没有贪心过或者妒忌过人所有的？”
But God will ask you, "Have you ever been greedy or jealous of what others have?"
心里面想要，人有的。
And you covet in your heart for what others have.
人有的这么好，这么美，我也想要。
What others have are so good and beautiful. I also want that.
有没有？上帝会这么说。
God will ask you that question.
那时候呢，就很多人的灵魂会跟上帝这么说：“哎呀，上帝啊，有谁是没有贪过？有谁没有心里出轨过？有谁没有讨厌人过？对不对
？”And many souls will reply, "God, who doesn't have these experiences? Who is never greedy or never hate anyone before?"
所以在那个时候，上帝要说：“所以，因为你的罪，你的灵魂的罪，你要为这个罪付永远的代价。”
And so God will say, "Because of the sin of your soul, you have to pay an eternal price."
你没有办法站在这个公义的上帝面前。
Because you cannot stand before the righteous God.
你要去到你的灵魂永远的定位。
You have to go to the designated place for your soul.
在那个地方，你要受你的罪和你的邪情私欲的焚烧。
And you'll be burned for the sake of your sin and for your passions and desires.
永永远远被那个欲火烧，然后折磨。
And you'll be burned forever by the fire of your passion.
这就是罪的后果。
And this is the consequence of sin.
在那个地方没有盼望。
So over there, there is no hope.
没有光明。
There's no light.
过了一万年之后，你发现才刚刚开始。
After 10,000 years, you realize it's just the beginning.
所以那个叫永永远远的刑罚。
So that is eternal punishment.
永永远远的折磨了。
Eternal torment.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你的罪没有被赦免。
Because your sins are not forgiven.
你要为你所想过的、所说过的、所做的，你要偿还。
You have to pay for whatever you have said and thought.
因为你的灵魂本是有道德的责任。
Because your soul have moral responsibility.
那你不能站在神面前。
And so you cannot stand before God.
你要到那地方去。
You have to go to that place.
那就是人每次犯错的时候，每次害怕的那个地狱了。
And that is the hell which we are always afraid whenever we have done wrong.
人害怕了，做错、做恶的时候呢，就会想到地狱的东西。
So when we have done wrong and we are afraid, we will think of hell.
这是很奇妙的一个事情。
This is a very amazing
thing. 人有大开的感知。
Humans, we have a rough awareness.
但是很实实在在的把这个东西说出来的就是上帝的话。
But only God's word tells us very clearly concerning this.
这是不可想象、不可思议的事情。
This is unthinkable.
所以有些人听到这里的时候呢
，So when certain people hear this,
心里会说，有谁能够站在公义的神面前呢
？They will ask in their heart, then who can stand before the righteous God?
没有做错，但是也有讲错。
Even if I have not done wrong, I have said something wrongly.
没有讲错，也有想错。
Even I have not said anything wrongly, I have thought of certain things wrongly.
有时我早上起来，我是想做好的，不知道为什么中午我就开始骂人了。
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I want to do good, but I don't know why I start to scold people in the afternoon.
想要爱一个人，但是我的心慢慢就变成很自私，为自己来活了。
I wanted to love someone, but gradually my heart became very selfish to live for myself.
这里给人一点，然后那边贪人的东西收回来。
I give people something, but I also covet others and I take back certain things.
我真的是苦啊，我没有办法做到。
I'm really in suffering because I cannot do it.
那立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
I desire to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
如果你听到神的话，到这个地步，你心里面有这样的想法，你比一般的人有福。
So if you hear the word of God and you have these thoughts in your heart, you're more blessed than the ordinary person.
为什么呢？因为你知道人不能。
Because you know that humans we are powerless.
人没有办法靠自己行善。
We cannot do good on our own.
现在是好像好的一念，下一刻又转为恶的一念。
Now we may have good thoughts, but later on you become evil thoughts.
现在是很简单的一个需要，等一下变成就贪心了。
Now it may be a simple need, later it's turned into greed.
立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
I desire to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
但是甚至想出来有时候由不得我。
I cannot even control my thinking.
这就是人的光景。
This is the plight of humans.
因为人生在罪里。
Because humans are born in sin.
但是感谢主。
But thanks be to God.
有上帝知道我们人类的痛苦。
Because God knows the misery of humans.
人也知道人的灵魂的那个迷茫。
And God knows that humans are lost in our soul.
人因为罪，灵魂里面总是有一种惧怕。
Because of sin, there's always fear in our souls.
他没有办法行善。
There's no way we can do good.
他在罪里面生出来，在罪里面活，罪里面死。
So humans are born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin.
然后最后面对罪的代价。
And eventually he will face the price of sin.
所以上帝差派他的独生爱子。
That's why God sent his only begotten son.
整个人类里面只有他一个是没有罪的。
In the whole human race, he is the only sinless one.
一切所做的、所讲的、所想的，没有罪的。
Everything that he has spoken, he has done, he has taught are without sin.
他要来，要担当人的罪。
And he has to come to bear the sins of humans.
他担当人的罪的时候，他要生在这个污秽的、这个地上的、有罪的人当中。
And in order to bear human sins, he has to be born into this unclean human world.
他生在很肮脏的马槽里面。
So he is born in the dirty manger.
他跟罪人一起长大。
And he grew up with sinners.
然后他被罪人钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified by sinners onto the cross.
在一句咒诅的话没有讲出来。
But he never uttered a word of curse.
一句咒诅的恶念没有出来。
He never had a thought of cursing people.
在他最痛的时候。
When he's most painful.
他就说，上帝啊，求你饶恕他们的罪，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He said, Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
就因为这样，他担当了世人的罪了。
And because of this, he shouldered all the sins of humans.
把自己的生命献上，还罪债，买赎人的灵魂。
And so he sacrificed his own life and redeemed people, the sins of humans.
所以圣经说，神爱世人。
And so God says,God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he sends his only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
罪的工价就是永死。
Because the wages of sin is eternal death.
因为神在基督里的恩赐就是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
神把他的爱子基督赐给我们。
God has given us His beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
神借着他的爱子来寻找我们。
And through His Son, God is seeking us.
神借着他的爱子担当我们的罪犯。
Through His beloved Son, God carried our transgressions.
所以到最后，人站在神的面前说：“上帝啊，虽然我有罪，但是 我相信你的爱子为我担当的一切的罪
债。And so eventually, when we face God, we will say that even though God, I'm with sin, but I believe that your Son have bear all my sin.
上帝啊，求你接纳我。
So God, please accept me.
上帝看见他爱子所做的，会接纳你。
And God will accept you when He looks at what His beloved Son has done.
所以今天不是你能够行善。
So today it's not that you can do good.
乃是你要相信他的爱子为你担当的那个罪。
But you must believe that the Son of God has bore your sin for you.
所以最后你不是没有罪。
So eventually you're not without sin.
你来到神面前的时候不是没有罪。
When you come before God, it's not that you have no sin.
乃是你的罪被赦免了。
But your sins are forgiven.
所以你能够被接纳进到永远的光明。
So you can be accepted into eternal life.
永远的荣耀和喜乐。
Eternal glory and joy.
那才是你永远的定位了。
And that is your eternal designated place.
我亲爱的朋友。
So my dear friends.
今天在地上有很好的人。
Today on earth, there are very good people.
有很伟大的宗教家。
There are very great religious people.
甚至教主。
Even leaders of faith.
有很先进的科技。
There's very advanced technology.
近前的科学。
So that's very advanced science.
但是没有一样能够给你灵魂的去向。
But none of this can point you to the direction of your soul.
没有一个能够拯救你的灵魂，担当你灵魂的罪。
None of this can save your soul and bear the sins of your soul.
只有那个造你的灵魂的，今天告诉你们，你们的灵魂是怎样被造的。
Only the one who created your soul will tell you how your souls are being created.
然后你的灵魂的责任是什么？
And what is the responsibility of your soul?
然后这个责任，有的这灵魂最终要怎样面对这位上帝？
And how your soul can eventually face this God?
但是也告诉你了，这个灵魂要怎么被拯救的事情。
And it also tells you how can your soul be saved.
圣经有一句最重要的话说。
That's very important verse in the Bible says.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else but Him.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救的。
Because there's no other name given under heaven that we can be saved.
只有一个名字。
There's only one name.
就是神的儿子耶稣了。
And that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
愿大家得着神的儿子。
And I pray that all of us can receive the Son of God.
愿各位在这个圣诞节有意义的一天。认识你的灵魂的去向。
May all of you know the direction of your soul on this meaningful Christmas day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把你的话告诉我们。
Today you have told us your word.
这是我们永生上帝讲的话。
These are the words of our eternal God.
也是照我们永恒的灵魂的主讲的话。
It's also the words of the Lord who created our souls.
主，今天你用你的话来得着我们这里的人。
Lord, please win us over. Those of us who have heard your words today.
在这里有很多今天可能第一次进到教会里面去。
Among us, there may be people who have entered the church for the first time today.
今天可能很多第一次听到有关灵魂的事。
Perhaps some people are hearing the things concerning the soul for the first time.
主，你看见我们这几位，他们愿意来到你面前。
Lord, you have seen these few people who are willing to come before you.
愿意接受你的救恩。
They are willing to accept your salvation.
愿意他们的灵魂能够去到你那里的。
They are willing for their souls to go to you.
求你纪念他们。
Lord, please remember them.
祝福他们。
Bless them.
让他们这次的举手成为他们永远，他们会知道，主，他们是属于你的。
Let them raising this hand one time will make them realize that they belong to you forever.
叫他们不再留在惧怕迷茫里面。
Please help them not to remain in lostness and fear.
使他们继续来到主的教会跟从你。
That they will keep coming to the church to follow you.
感谢主。
Thank you, God.
奉主耶稣的名祷
告。